Cook County Higher Education, Public Health and Human Services, and a grant from the North Shore Healthcare Foundation are sponsoring a presentation for professionals dealing with grief, death, and loss in their work. Joining us now by phone from Duluth is the presenter. Gina Dixon is a licensed psychologist and grief therapist with Essentia Health. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you for having me.
Please share a bit of your background in grief work.
Absolutely. I have been a grief therapist with Grief Support Services now for 20 years. And in that role, I've really been privileged to journey alongside those who are either facing life-threatening illness or who are grieving the death of a family member or friend, as well as supporting professionals who themselves might be impacted by caring for seriously ill patients. And now I've been program director for almost 2 years, and that's been another whole learning curve as well. And I'm really privileged to be able to work with the families along the way.
And we're glad you're able to come to Grand Marais. Your April 16th topic is the wisdom of dark emotions. What dark emotions are you referring to?
Yes, this title is borrowed from Miriam Greenspan's book, Healing Through the Dark Emotions, Grief, Fear, and Despair. And there's really a wonderful quote from her book that I think sums up much of what we're going to be talking about. She wrote, "There's a transformative power in the emotions we most dread. How do we befriend those emotions and discover that each dark emotion has its own intelligence and its own magic? How do we listen to the wisdom of the wounded heart?" I love that quote because, you know, what she's saying is there's really no such thing as negative emotions. Sometimes we think about good feelings or bad feelings, and you know, there's just unskillful ways of coping with emotions that are uncomfortable for us. And so much of what we're going to be talking about is, you know, what are some of those skills and tools that we can use to check in physically with what's going on inside our bodies, and that, you know, emotions are just that, they're information, and what we do with that information can be really adaptive, and frankly, when things go really wrong and maybe we react in ways that we don't feel so good about, you know, that's helpful too, because that to me is a red flag that there's something out of balance in our life. Maybe it's we're not practicing self-care and, you know, we're putting other people before us and we're getting overly hungry or tired, and bodies have a way of doing what bodies do when they're not well tended to. So, you know, it's important to pay attention and recognize that by talking about some of these things that are difficult to talk about, it takes away some of the stigma and the shame that we can attach to those dark emotions.
And it sounds like grief is an appropriate response to more than just death.
Absolutely. You know, while the grief support groups that we offer through St. Mary's are for those who have experienced the death of a loved one, there are many other life experiences that can trigger very similar grief reactions. So, you know, for example, people who have gone through a divorce or lost their home to fire or foreclosure or flood, job loss, loss of health, all of those things can trigger feelings of anxiety or worry or anger that can really mirror death-related grief. And, you know, I would also add, Pauline Boss wrote a wonderful book about ambiguous loss. And what she meant by that was, you know, those situations where maybe a loved one is physically present but emotionally unavailable. So that might be due to addiction or mental illness or dementia, but they're transformed in some way. The relationship has changed, and we grieve the loss of that relationship. Another example of an ambiguous loss might be incarceration, while the person's still alive, but we can't have the same relationship with them that we had before because you know, they're physically separated from us.
So your presentation on the 16th is aimed at professionals. Who was invited to that?
That will be primarily people who are professional caregivers, social workers, and home health aides, and other people who are professionally responsible for caring for others in that role.
And for those of us who won't be attending, what would you like us to know about dealing with grief and loss?
Well, the biggest takeaway, I think, is that help is available, and I'm a big believer that it's not time that heals, it's what we do with the time. There are certainly many free resources available online. If you Google St. Mary's Grief Support Services, we've got free downloadable information. There's also support groups here in Duluth, but you know, check out your local resources as well. Grief very often overwhelms a family's internal resources, and it can be really helpful to be able to reach outside. Very often, you know, family members will say, "Oh, I was so overwhelmed or irritable myself. I wasn't very patient or available to my children or my other family members." You know, looking back, recognizing that being open to help can make a huge difference, not just for the adults in the family, but for children as well.
We're speaking with Gina Dixon of St. Mary's Grief Support Services, Essentia Health, about the wisdom of dark emotions, living with and through grief, loss, and death. Gina, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I thank you so much for having this conversation, because grief and loss is something that many of us are not comfortable talking about, and I really encourage people to have those conversations with one another. And I think Mr. Rogers was quoted as saying, anything that is speakable is manageable, and when we can reach out and share our stories with one another, that grief becomes a little lighter. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it today.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.